Live from Bella Notte Restaurante in beautiful downtown. News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Good morning, Greater Jackson, the April edition. Rick Walton on assignment today. Let's have a big hand for that. Rick will be back next month. Good to have you with us today on 970, 101.5 FM. And we're kicking things off with Shireen Luther from Tomco Asphalt.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. We're ready to go.
It's the asphalt season, isn't it?
Yes, it's approaching like now. Right now.
Right now? Okay. Tell us about your company, Shireen.
Well, we're a family-owned company. We're growing. We're growing for two reasons. We take good care of our customers, and we take good care of our employees. Our employees feel like since they're appreciated, they go out and they try to do their very best to do the very best job for the customer. We do everything from the smallest residential seal coat driveway to the largest paving projects. A couple years ago, we paved the Jackson County Health Department over here. Mm-hmm. Last year, we seal coated Allstate before Jaxpo. You can look at our website, and we have videos on there of what we do. The only thing that's kind of newer in the area is that it used to be that if you had a bad spot in your parking lot, you had to either saw cut it and dig it out. That's kind of expensive, or put a skin patch on. Then because we have winter here, the skin patches all get dug off. So now we do a lot of mill patching. We have expanded in that area, and we have two mini mills that we can just mill a little area, make a smooth joint, and patch and spread the dollars over the parking lot better.
So you're in Mason?
Mm-hmm. I said we're conveniently located. We come to you.
That's convenient. So big jobs, little jobs. You guys do it all?
We do it all. Anything black.
It's got to be black.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
It will be when we get done.
There's no colored asphalt?
No, not really.
Okay. What's new in your business, Shireen?
Well, most of that, I was just saying the mini mill patching. We can spread your dollars of your parking lot maintenance a lot further with that. Instead of, the saw cut dig out is very expensive. So, yeah, that's about our new thing, newer thing.
Reputation important in your business.
It's very important. We give an estimate. We show up when we're supposed to. We do the job. We clean up after ourselves, and we stand behind the job and take care of the customer.
Because some people will drive up, knock on the door, and tell you they're going to fix your driveway for $40.
Mm-hmm.
You run into that?
Yeah. There's, as sure as the robins come back to Michigan in the spring, so do the people with the asphalt. And they usually have a brand new truck because they don't pay any taxes in the state like we do on trucks. And they don't have the cab cards and the permits. And they don't get permits on your driveway. They come and say they have they have some left over on the truck. Well, internally, mm-hmm. they have to go back to the, Michigan Paving Materials is the supplier here. They'd have to go back three or four times and get more truckloads. And then you find out you've got a really nasty job, and it costs you a lot of money. They generally charge more than we do.
Is it easy to figure out those people, or can they deceive you?
We don't go knocking on doors and asking you if you want a driveway.
Right.
There you go. That's
one thing.
That's the easy part, yes.
Uh-huh. So what's the lead time if you need your driveway taken care of?
Well, you call.
How quick can you get it done?
How quick? If you have a real urgent need, we can work it in the schedule. We start scheduling. Of course, people start getting accepted jobs in March, so we're working through that backlog and getting going. But if there's something that just has to be done for some reason, we can kind of work it in. And Debbie comes out and looks at the seal coat jobs. She's looked at a lot of them in Jackson the last couple of years.
Can you fix that plate that just broke behind?
Probably not, unless they want to eat off the asphalt. No.
Hey, you're a longtime chamber member now.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I want to talk about this morning, too, is the benefits of the belonging to the Jackson Chamber. When we joined in 2009, I knew one person in Jackson, the manager of the Michigan Paving Plant out here. And since then, with the friendships and the associations we've developed, we're customers of eight companies that I can think of, besides being doing the work here, but we're customers of Lolly Group, the Bloony Bin, Jackson Candy and Fudge, Edward Jones, Clavon's Pizza, of course we all like that, Jackson Magazine, and Capital Bank Card, Mark Schlissler, and the newest one is PC Solutions. I called the chamber and I said, we've got to replace our tech company. What do you have any suggestions? They gave us three names and we contracted with PC Solutions.
So that has worked out.
Oh, it's well. It's amazing. The benefits are amazing. And the other part of it is the opportunity for the Facebook ads on your Facebook website that Matt does are great. They've produced great results for very little money.
What? Matt charges you for that?
Yeah.
Come on now.
A small amount.
Small amount
comparatively to other media. Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
You're happy to be a chamber member in Jackson.
Kept Debbie running all over Jackson last summer.
What does Debbie do?
She is our estimator of seal coats and driveways.
Oh, really? Can we talk to her?
Oh, maybe.
How did you get into estimating, Debbie?
Well, I married the owner.
Oh. That says it all.
So that's how I got into it. And it was a big job change from what I did before, but...
Can you tell us what you did before? Or?
I worked for an orthopedic surgeon
for 27 years. That's a job switch there.
Yeah.
Orthopedic surgeon to asphalt. Estimating.
It was a nice change, and I like doing it.
So if we call you...
Meeting everybody, I'm still meeting people and talking to people all day long. So.
You come out and give us a price?
Yeah, I will come out, measure it, and then either email it to you or mail you the quote, and you can accept it. Or.
How was the breakfast?
Great. Good.
Oh, okay. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shireen.
Thank you.
Shireen Luther from Tomco Asphalt. From Rise Above, Neil Fernandez is back.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Neil?
Long time no see.
Yeah, what's going on? Where you been?
Around town, apparently. I'm all over the place.
Okay. Tell us about Rise Above.
Well, Rise Above, really, I'm here today to talk about the Global Leadership Summit. I think this is very important. Many know that Rise Above works with at-risk teens in the community, but a big part of that is this idea of leadership. And one of the things I wanted to do today with someone I brought along with me that will do most of the talking today is to talk about the Global Leadership Summit, which is something that we're bringing to town that we'd love to see all the leaders, business owners, those people that are looking to not only gain influence, but to leverage the influence they currently have, basically get an opportunity to grow. And this is a really neat opportunity. I'd like to just talk a little bit about the Global Leadership Summit today, if I can.
Absolutely. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll pass it over to Dwight Weber and give him an opportunity to, because he's been to some of these, and he'll give a firsthand experience about what.
Why are you doing this?
Well, you know what? Because one of the things that I hear constantly in Jackson County as a whole is, not only from businesses, but from schools and the students that we work with, is that they don't know what to do next. They don't know who to talk to, what steps to take. In this particular thing, the Global Leadership Summit, allows people to not only hear from others, but then get to talk to others right beside them, other leaders that are in this community now that are going through some of the same pains, some of the same struggles, and to then be able to coordinate the effort. And it's a great opportunity to grow and to learn from each other, mm-hmm. and then to meet hear from some truly international business leaders that are out there, people from like Facebook and Google and those types of things. So, yeah, it's a international event.
How does Rise Above fall into that when you're working with troubled youth.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we do when working with youth is to share our influence. So one of the things that we see really early on with at-risk kids, kids that have been expelled in Jackson County, is they don't have great leadership around them. They don't have good influencers. They may come from, dual income families. They may come from people that are quote unquote successful, but that doesn't mean that they share that knowledge and influence with their student. And so I talk a lot about relationship building and sharing influence. And what we see very often is that people don't, in the community, also don't know how to share or gain that influence from others. So the Global Leadership Summit really is something that I want to bring to Jackson with our friends to ensure that others, including our students, have access to.
So when is the summit?
So I'll hand it to Dwight and let him kind of share a little bit about that.
Good morning, Dwight.
Good morning, and it's good to be with you. August 10 and 11, this coming summer, is the opportunity that we're going to host at the Spring Arbor Free Methodist Church, host this global event, and it really is a global event. Literally, this event will be cited into 750 sites in 128 countries. It truly is a global event. And the thing that has excited me most about it is it's, as a leader, it's fun to be in an environment that is all about leading. It's all about skills, you know, developing your skills, sharpening your tools. Leadership is influence, as Neil just implied a second ago. And whether we have the gift of leadership or not, we've all got an opportunity to influence others. And whether we're in the marketplace, whether we're in not-for-profit or we're in the church, we all are about helping others around us improve their life and do better. In fact, one of the slogans for this event is, when leaders lead better, everyone benefits. And I think everyone around this table has seen that in their company, and when a team is functioning in a healthy way, profits increase, the customers are cared for, life just works better. And over the years, this has been a highlight event for me, because it's given me a chance in a two-day setting to be in an environment where some of the best leaders in the world are. I mean, we all know Tony Dungy. Tony was one of my favorite sessions a few years ago. Jim Collins, who wrote Good to Great, has been there quite a number of times. It's just amazing to me. Bill Hybels is kind of the author of this thing, and for me, he's one of my favorite leaders. Lencioni, who is most famous for not only his speaking, but also the development of his personality profile. He's oftentimes there, and it's always been good. One of my favorite sessions when Jack Welch was there, an interview with him, which doesn't happen very often, but Bill interviewed Jack Welch, and it was just an insightful 30 minutes. Last year, Melinda Gates was there, and to hearing Melinda's mission and what they're doing and how they're developing literally around the world has been very insightful for me as a local leader.
So leaders, kind of a broad concept. Who are you looking for to attend this?
Well, I mean, naturally, those who oversee and mobilize and direct others. But I'm fully convinced that I've taken friends. You know, my son, who when he was a high school student, went with me. And he wouldn't probably consider himself a leader, but he was a part of it. And I've seen it benefit in his life. So I really think anybody would benefit from this. Those of us who are charged with the responsibility of overseeing, mobilizing, and developing, we feel that need. But I'm convinced that anybody who would attend would benefit.
Is it hard to find leaders?
Is it hard to find leaders?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's more difficult. The answer is yes and no. I think there's leaders all around us, but oftentimes we're looking for
Is it hard to get them excited about something like this?
Those who truly are leaders understand the need. There's mm-hmm. this drive inside of us that we want to be better. We want to do we want to go to the next level. And so the answer is no. But getting them to cash out and invest, oftentimes we have a lot of reasons why we can't spend the money. But for me, over the years, it has been a great investment. Right now, the current team for 10 or more is $149. The individual price right now, the early bird is $189. And I've attended workshops for, a three-hour workshop for three times that amount. And so for me, over the years, it has proven one of the best development investments that I have made.
How will this play into Neil's group?
I think it'll play as well because Neil is always looking for people to work with his students as well as his students. And I think leadership is so strategic. As he mentioned a minute ago, the idea of helping students realize that they can make a difference, and leadership is about making a difference. And every one of his kids had the ability to influence others. Many of them have gotten in situations like they have because they followed a wrong leader and they benefited negatively. They can also turn that around and learn that every one of us had the ability to make lives around us better.
So you need to get the word out.
We're trying to get the word out. We can register. You can register now. If you just simply Google Global Leadership Summit, or if you go to the actual willowcreek.com/summit, all the information is there. There are tons of videos and information. If you're even skeptical because we as a church are hosting it, would you get in trouble? Trust me, this is an event that is really designed for the marketplace as well as the church. It's not a religious event. It's about leadership. It's not about religion.
So give us that website again.
It's just simply willowcreek.com/summit, or if you simply Google Global Leadership Summit, you'll find it. It'll be there. Okay. It's an amazing site, and it's a big site.
Thanks, Dwight. Appreciate it. Neil, just a quick update on Rise Above. How are things going?
So Rise Above is doing really good. So those that don't know what Rise Above is or what we do, we work with expelled high school kids from throughout Jackson County, and that influence is actually growing. We've got a school from outside of the county now. And so what we do is we take these kids Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 2:30 every day, and then we have an after-school program as well till about 3:30. And we continue their education for them. So we don't replace the school. The school that they come from remains the accrediting body in this case, and that's the huge switch. So not only do these kids, during expulsion, you bring a loaded gun to school, you beat up an administrator, you sell drugs, you're going to lose your opportunity at an education in the institution. But what we do is we step into that gap. And so to date, the amazing stat I'd love to give is that over 90% of our kids that have completed the Rise Above program have gone more than a year without reoffending. From an expulsion standpoint, that is spectacular.
Yeah.
I've brought kids back to school after spending a year with us during their expulsion, and I've watched board members cry because of the work that the students have put into their return to Rise Above, or return to their school of choice. It's incredible. Unfortunately, we're the only game in town. There really is not another entity like Rise Above, let alone in Jackson, in the state of Michigan. So we're really trying to develop this program. We're looking for sponsors. We'd love to find a champion in the Jackson County area that would love to help us move forward. We're constantly being asked by the community to expand our program. We currently can manage about 25 students a year. We can hold 16 at a time in our facility. But the schools, because we only deal with high school students, the high schools in the area are even saying, you really need to be working with middle school and the little guys. Because believe it or not, there were over 26,000 suspensions last year in Jackson County, and a lot of expulsions. There is a huge need for our program and what we do, and we really would like to partner with the community more so that we can see a lot more students affected and see a lot more students have nearly 100% success right after our program.
People want to find out more. How do they do it?
Yeah, best way to do it is just go to riseabovejxn.org, look at our website, or give me a phone call anytime. The number's on the website as well.
Thanks, Neil.
Bless you. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, it's chamber time. Chamber time. Jennifer Cronkite.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're Experienced Jackson. We're not the chamber. I didn't know you were talking to me.
Oh.
Oh.
Isn't that part of the chamber?
No. We are in the same building. I'm so glad we prompted you with that.
So what is Experienced Jackson?
Yeah, good job. Experienced Jackson is the tourism office. So we exist to attract visitors. I know, right? A lot of people. That's why we prompted you with that one. A lot of people think we are in the chamber, but we are blessed to share office space with the chamber, but we have a completely separate mission, completely separate board of directors. We are a separate 501c6 nonprofit, if all that googly gook matters to you. But our mission is to drive tourism and to promote the county as a fabulous place and all of the attributes that it has so that people will come in, have a have a good meeting here in our community, come in, maybe plan a trip, spend some time with their family, and do fabulous things that they can do in Jackson.
Are we bringing people in?
Most definitely. We are actually bringing a lot of people in. And what we find is, since our team is a really strong partner with Pure Michigan, we seem to be bringing more and more people in the fall. So the beautiful fall colors that we have in the scenic routes throughout our area seem to be a really big plug. So regardless of how you choose to view the fall colors, be it if you're paddling down the waterways or if you're in a historic car and you're kind of going through the beautiful Irish Hills area, or you're going from winery to winery, which is a favorite of mine, there's lots of ways to discover Jackson.
So what does Experience Jackson do for the locals?
So what we do for the locals is we have started to promote a community pride campaign that's called Welcoming Community. And there's a fabulous newer member of our staff here named Jessica Webb, and she's here to tell you all about it.
All right. Jessica Webb.
Good morning.
Is a member of the chamber.
Yes, we're members.
Works for the chamber.
No, I work for Experience Jackson.
Oh! Whoops.
Director of Community Engagement.
Takes a while to get used to that.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
So as Jen was saying about welcoming community is a piece of what we do with the community members. And it's about creating positivity within the community because we know that we've all heard the negativity comments, anything from the roads to there's nothing to do. So that's where I come in to help community members realize what there is to do and how we reflect on people that are visiting.
Well, that road comment's pretty honest.
It is honest.
Yeah.
However,
roads
we can't focus on the roads because there's so much to do, as Jen was saying.
Right.
So when you're here, we want you to visit, but we want you to have a positive experience, so you take that with you. And if we are all walking around being negative towards our own community, who would want to come back to that? We want to make it a prideful, joyous experience, so they want to come back, and they may even move back here, come here to live here, establish their family here, or just make it an annual thing to come here.
They all come back.
They all come back.
Eventually.
We hope so.
So you have events coming up. You've got a big one, May 3rd.
Yes, so that's off the clock. I'll give the mic back to Jen, and she's going to tell us a little bit about that.
Oh.
So one of the things that we have discovered is that our community is full of stories. Raise your hand if you've had a fabulous experience sometime in the last month. Raise your hand if you're in this audience. If you're driving and you're listening to us on the radio, do not raise your hand. But I'm serious. You don't want people to get in an accident like I saw on the way in this morning. So with those stories, we want people to share them, and we want all of you to talk about that story on social media. And if you're so inclined, we want you to talk about it publicly. So this off-the-clock event that we have coming up on May 3rd, that is at the beautiful Michigan International Speedway, is a place where we're hoping you are going to help us share that story. So anytime between now and then, if you haven't done so in the last month, we want you to get on social media and hashtag your story with a very simple Jackson MI. Assuming you've had that experience in our community. And then, because we are fabulous like this, we're actually going to give you a complimentary drink if you check in at our little booth and show us that sometime in the last month that you've shared this beautiful story that you've had in our community on social media. And if you forget, of course, we'll let you share a story about the event on site and then check in with us. But the whole purpose of it is to essentially bribe you into sharing your positive stories that you have in the community about the things that we have going on, because you, all the people that raise your hand and all the people that are gripping their steering wheel and paying attention to the road right now, you are our very best ambassadors for our community, and we need you to tell our story better than we can, because that is the absolute best marketing that our tourism office could ever have. So we hope that you'll help us do that. So on the 3rd of May, we want you to come out to MIS. It is between 5 and 8 o'clock at night, and hopefully you'll get there a little bit earlier. And like I say, if you check in with us, we are the bar sponsor. We are going to be giving you a complimentary drink for sharing your story with the hashtag JacksonMI. Ooh, it's going to be fabulous.
Whoa.
So if you can't make it to Off the Clock and we can't buy you a drink, we encourage you to still share your story. Where all these share your stories are going, it's called welcometojacksonmi.com. It has its very own website. And I encourage you to log on there, look at all of these posts, see what people are saying about Jackson. It can be anything from your favorite location, what brought you here, what keeps you here, just anything. It could be an experience. I know someone posted a picture. They were kayaking because we have so many lakes around. Golf. We have so many golf courses. It can be anything. So we are sorting through all of this hashtag, the hashtag JacksonMI, and looking for these positive stories to share.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jessica Webb, Jennifer Cronkite from the Experience Jackson. Hey, a break for the news, and we will be back with part two coming up just a few minutes, 970 and 101.5 FM.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Welcome back. Part two. How was breakfast? Good? Hey, great job by Brandon and the crew at Bella Notte, as always. From the Cascades Humane Society, Executive Director Heather Lozinski.
Hello.
Is here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So what's a lot of big news out at your place?
We do. We have exciting news. We have a new addition coming to our building, and actually we've already broken ground, and progress has been made. It's very exciting. It's fun to come to work every day and see what they have done differently.
So how did that happen, Heather?
So this came about mostly due to the great WeatherWax Foundation, wonderful supporters of CHS and of the Jackson community. Their sunsetting has enabled us to help pay for this, as well as a bequest from a dog-loving donor. It just goes to show the power of a planned gift, and you know, never know what you can do. And if you're thinking about estate planning and planning your will, think about including your favorite charity such as CHS. And now we are able to hold nearly a dozen more dogs. We've increased the size of our surgical suite so that it's maximizing our efficiency. We are increasing the amount of cats we'll be able to hold by several, and we're also giving ourselves a much needed storage space. So the overall addition is 1,200 square feet. It's very exciting. Work is being done by O'Hara Construction. They're being fantastic, and A&E Designs designed the architecture for us. But while it's so amazing that we can hold these more animals for the Jackson community and better serve our community, more animals means more vaccines, more surgeries, more cleaning, more mouths to feed. So while that's all fantastic, that also comes at a cost for us. And our adoption fees are kept low on purpose so that everyone can afford their forever family member. But the cost of each animal actually significantly outweighs the adoption fees that we charge. Every animal that comes through our doors before they're adopted out gets spayed or neutered. They're up to date on vaccines. They're microchipped. They are disease tested, et cetera, et cetera. If you were to get a free animal off the street, and don't lie to me, you're all tempted, but they comes at a great cost. Those free animals, when you take them to the vet, it's going to cost you several hundred dollars just to do the basics that we do already for every single animal, and you walk out of the door with a, you know, fully vetted animal at a much lower cost.
So what do you need, money?
Don't we all? Yes, absolutely.
No sugar coating.
No, okay, fine. No sugar coating. No, we are hoping that the Jackson community can continue to support us like they have in the past. Just because we're getting this wonderful expansion does not mean that, you know, we're super flush with money. So, you know, all the support from the community would be much appreciated. And so one way for that to happen is our upcoming event, Paws in the Park.
So tell us about that.
Paws in the Park is coming up on June 3rd. It is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. It is our traditional dog walkathon where you register your dog and you come and you do your 1.3-mile walk through the beautiful Cascades Falls Park. It is $25 to register adults. You are guaranteed a T-shirt at that time up until May 13th. It's $30 after that and the day of. Kids, it's $15 before May 13th. You are guaranteed a T-shirt if you do it before then, so do it now, I suggest. And this year, we're doing things a little differently. We really, really want to up it to being a family-friendly affair, not just your pooch, but your whole family. So this year, it's going to be a carnival theme, and we are so excited. We have the Detroit Circus performers coming, and they are so graciously volunteering their time that you need to Google them. They are amazing. They do amazing aerial acts. And so we're going to have three performances from them throughout the day and a bunch of fun carnival games and performances, you know, different demos, field trial, police dog, canine good citizen. We've got all of our vendors out there. It's going to be just an amazing time. But so we really encourage people to register. But also there's a second way you can help us out, and that's through fundraising for this event. So as you register your walk, you can also create a fundraiser page. And it's so easy. I know people are really intimidated by asking their friends for money, but you're asking for an animal who doesn't have a voice to speak for themselves. So, you know, we just ask that you try to fundraise for us. You just say to your friends, hey, instead of buying that coffee, do you think I could have that $5 today for an animal at CHS? And as you collect those donations, you are incentivized by a $100 goodie bag. If you raise $100 for us, you get this amazing goodie bag full of pet-related products. And as you go, we'll help encourage you. And if you get $500, you get a pet travel bag full of goodies to help your pet as you walk around or you travel with them, and so on and so forth. So as you raise more money, we will give you things in honor of your contributions to CHS. And if there's a team, you want to gather a team of your friends together and compete with other teams, top team gets a free pizza party and a tour at CHS. So we really hope people will fundraise and come out to Paws in the Park on June 3rd.
So you don't have to have a dog.
You don't have to have a dog. You know, I feel like it's a misnomer. Everyone's like, oh, I don't have a dog, or my dog's not good with, you know, these type of events. Who cares? Come out, enjoy yourselves. There's going to be plenty for everyone to do. Carnival games, food available for purchase by the Rotary. It's going to be an amazing day. You can go on our webpage, chspets.org/PIP17, and register. You can call us. You can come in and register and help us out.
Is Terry one of your big supporters?
Terry, we could not manage without Terry.
Good morning, Greg.
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
Are you the board president?
I'm the past board president.
Past board president.
Yep, I've been on the board for a number of years. One of the things, if you don't have a dog, you still want to come out to Paws in the Park, let me tell you, one of the best events that you can come see at Paws in the Park is the costume contest by the dogs. If you have never seen dogs dressed up in costumes, I mean to tell you, this is the place to see it. We have seen Chihuahua brides and grooms. Imagine it, and it will be there.
Best costume?
Probably the Chihuahua bride.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. So, CHS, I just have to put a little plug in, CHS. This is a facility, and this is a group of people who literally care so much about animals in the Jackson community. And one of the nice things that we have going for us out there is we have such an awesome community here that supports us. And bottom line is, we couldn't do it without the volunteers that we have out there. We have a ton of people that come in. And, you know, during your retirement, I know most of you don't think of coming out and cleaning dog cages, but there are people that do that. And there are people that come out every day. Our dogs out there get walked every single day. So these are not dogs that are kept in cages all day long. These are dogs that actually get out and get walked and get socialized. And that's why our adoptions went from 880 adoptions in 2015 to over 1,000 adoptions. Imagine that. In Jackson County, we adopted over 1,000 animals last year. Over 1,000. That's amazing.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what, Heather, how do you sign up for PAWS? Just go to the website?
Yep, go to our website, chspets.org. From there you can find a link, or you can continue with your URL and do a /PIP17 and register. You know, we're a nonprofit limited intake shelter. We do not receive government funding in any sort of way or any pet umbrella organization. So we truly, truly rely solely on the generosity of the Jackson community, whether it's individuals or businesses or foundations. So every little bit counts. And I know you probably are sitting at home going, wow, I can't fundraise. I don't know how. I can't contribute much. Literally every dollar goes to helping animals in need in our community. And we are so thankful and grateful, and our staff and volunteers and the animals will thank you for it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Heather Lisinski. Cascades Humane Society. Last but not least, Andy Johnson's here from the Kiwanis Club of Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's going on at the Kiwanis Club, Andy?
With the Kiwanis Club, I'm incoming president for next year. And so,
oh, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Shouldn't be too hard. Our group is well-established.
They are well-established.
Working on our 99th year, and next year will be 100. So we have a great group with Joel Wolf as our secretary, his 32nd year. Keeps us all moving in the right direction.
But Joe's been there 50.
33, I think, or so.
Well, okay.
I don't think he's that old. But we have a recruiting event coming, kind of a meet and greet on Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Grand River Brewery. It's kind of a way to invite young professionals. Half our members join when they're younger, and, you know, it looks like they're a lot older now, but a lot of them do join, like myself. I joined about 32, and it's a good time. Maybe when you're in your early to late 20s, you have a little time before you start having kids or something, and so that's our target group, as well as, like, newly retired people. And so we figured we'll invite people out to the brewery, buy one beer. That's all we can do as a nonprofit.
Cut them off.
Right. And if you come from at 5:30, we're just going to socialize, kind of mingle with members that will be there, do a short presentation, and then socialize and see if it's a group you would like to help us.
So a membership drive this Thursday.
Yes, Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30 at the brewery.
Okay.
And also on May 5th will be an event at our regular meeting, which is what we do. Every Friday we'll get together at the Cascades Manor House for lunch. It's a nice, fun event on a Friday where we have a speaker and we just kind of get together and kind of get ready for the weekend.
Kibitz, I think.
What's that?
Kibitz,
yes. So that is it's a lot of fun, and I definitely welcome anyone to come out who's interested in helping children, which is our cause. I believe it is a altruistic cause where it's hard not to want to help children. You can't really attack that in any way. And so it brings people together from different walks of life, and we just keep focused on our goal, which is improving children, much like Neil at Rise Above. You know, we're looking to build youth from the Jackson community that will improve our community. And that way they have good jobs and can buy our homes and have a good, happy family atmosphere with a better standard of living than what we all had come in with.
Well, you guys have quite a few great projects right through the year.
Yes. Coming up right now, our big one we're gearing up for is the Flag Project, which most everyone has seen if you drive around. Five times a year through the major holidays, we put out the flags, most notably in the Sharp Park and Cascades Park. And then all throughout people's homes, we have over 1,200 flags we put out. And with our 80 members, it stretches us pretty thin. So that's one big drive we're having for more recruits. We're getting to a point where we can only handle so many flags. And that money goes to great causes to help the children and community. So if you're actually a plug on our flag project, if you're interested in getting a flag, you can go to our website at jacksonquantas.com, and it's $30 a year. That's all it costs.
Unbelievable.
Right. And through, you know, all our volunteer, you know, there's no paid individuals at Qantas. We all volunteer. We're able to put out all the flags and bring them in, and that money goes towards all children's causes, and it's a really great project for us.
So if somebody wanted to join Qantas, they could really just come out to one of your lunches?
Yes, that's a great great place to come. You go to our website as well to get interested, and then our lunch is at the Manor House, which is almost every Friday except for holidays, so we're a pretty dedicated group of individuals.
How many members do you have now?
We have 80. When I started, we had around 95, and that was about 8 years ago. And so with the aging of our group, we've lost some, even though we've added quite a few. And so we're constantly trying to keep up with that large generation of like World War II veterans and people a little younger than them that, you know, they have a great tradition. You know, we have one member who is at Pearl Harbor, which is a great thing to say, and another member who was shot down in World War II. And so, you know, I look at these people and...
One that just turned 100.
Yes, and our piano player just turned 100, and
yeah,
he's still playing piano.
Amazing.
Harold Miller. And, you know, these people I look at as a great tradition that I try to carry on for them. You know, they fought for our country, and they built our children up and built myself up. And so now that they're getting to a point where they can no longer carry on these services, I find it to be a great pride to take over for people with such distinguished pasts.
So anybody interested in the Qantas, you can go to the Grand River Brewery this Thursday at 5:30.
Yes, yes.
Find out all about it.
Yes.
And
yes.
A free beverage.
Exactly.
Of your choosing.
Yes.
Kind of.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Andy. Good luck on your presidency.
Yes, thank you very much.
Andy Johnson. Matt Swartzlander.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning, everybody, and thanks for coming to Good Morning Greater Jackson. We are broadcasting live from Bella Notte here in downtown Jackson, a full house of chamber members in our studio audience. And thank you again to Brandon and Annette for another great breakfast this morning. Thank you to our sponsors this morning, Tomco Asphalt, Rise Above, Experience Jackson, Cascades Humane Society, and the Kiwanis Club of Jackson. So if you're just tuning in this morning, you can hear the podcast by visiting WKHM.com and clicking the audio archive link and then the Good Morning Greater Jackson link. So I'd like to give a big thank you to our ambassadors this morning, Beth James from Willis & Macnick Financial and John Curtis of Manchester Chiropractic. So thank you to them. We also have a few new members over the last month, The Hobbit Place, MDL Mechanical, Chilongo's Cantina Grill, Chilongo's Burrito Bar, Chilongo's Eat Local, Paragon Charter Academy, Malachi Printing, Summit Heights Dental Care, Pitch Me, Action Packaging, and Eisel Heart Nissan. So a round of applause for them. We have a few great events coming up over the next month. The next one, and make sure you put this on your calendar, May 3rd, off the clock at Michigan International Speedway. Again, we're going to have six chambers there from around the area joining us, so it's going to be a big crowd, a great way to see the Champions Club at MIS. So we're very excited about this. It should be a great, great event. On May 15th, we have our chamber golf outing. We have a few sponsorships available left for that. May 19th is our next legislative Rise and Shine with Pat Birch in the city of Jackson. And May 23rd, back here for another Good Morning Greater Jackson. So members in attendance this morning, Ames Call Center, Barker Weber Insurance, CP Federal, Center for Family Health, City of Jackson, Greenwood Acres, Island Breeze Travel, Jerry Jarzinka, Jackson County Prosecutor, Jackson Host Lions Club, Jackson Publishing Company, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, Kiwanis Club, Manpower, Michigan Community Credit Union, Patriot USA, BC Solutions, The Balloony Bin, United Way of Jackson, Walton Insurance, Salvation Army, Kelly Services, Creative Promotions, Legal Shield, PC Solutions, and Teach Out Security. A great crowd this morning. We thank everyone for coming out and have a great day.
And we'll see you May 23rd, next edition.
Yes, thank you, Greg.
Think about your lawnmower. Old, uses too much fuel, and needs to be serviced. Why not a new Ferris Zero Turn Mower from Superior Industrial Sales and Service? With patented suspension, you can move faster while delivering a perfect cut. A Ferris mower can make a rough lawn a gentle ride. Now, Ferris offers electronic fuel injection to reduce fuel costs and Oil Guard to extend oil service. Buy a new Ferris Zero Turn at Superior Industrial Sales and Service today and spend less money on fuel and less time on service. 0% financing available to those who qualify. Ferris Mowers, the best cut in the industry, and all at Superior Industrial Sales and Service. Superior product, superior performance on North State Street in Jackson.
Summit in Berlin this morning. Presidential advisor Ivanka Trump was asked whether she was there representing her father, the American people, or her business. She said she was still learning what her role would be in the White House.
I'm listening. I'm learning. I'm defining the ways in which I think that I'll be able to have impact. I'm seeking the counsel, to use your word, of informed and thoughtful women and men.
Back in Washington, Ivanka Trump's father is getting closer to a deal with congressional leaders on a budget. The White House seeming to hint that President Trump will hold off on funding the border wall, for now, at least, to get a plan passed. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows 79% of Americans feel the president should try to make the current health care law work as much as possible rather than letting it fail. North Korea holding a major live fire drill off its eastern coast, marking the anniversary of the founding of its military. Tomorrow, senators are headed to the White House to talk about North Korea. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career I can be proud of and supporting my family.
America's veterans are on their most important tour, the tour of their lives.
I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission to help veterans get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran, and my victory was finishing my education.
DAV offers veterans of all generations a lifetime of support for victories great and small.
My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
My victory was getting my service dog and new best friend.
We help more than a million veterans every year as they face and conquer their challenges.
My victory is being able to be there for my family.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Established parties in France are rallying around Emmanuel Macron, the man who helped shut them out of the presidential runoff. These are your world headlines from ABC News. What's developing is an alliance of convenience aimed at keeping far-right Marine Le Pen out of the Elysee Palace. Support for Macron is also pouring in from the seat of the European Union, which is troubled by Le Pen's nationalist vision. A ruling Communist Party newspaper...